opening up with Cambridge this year, and so that's a little bit different. And always look forward to playing the Trojans, but Coach Shepherd will have those guys ready to play, and so we're definitely going to be off on top of our A game this year.
I know last year a state tournament team for you. You lost some. You got some good kids coming back, but those seniors you lost from last year, boy, they were good players for you.
Absolutely, Jackson Kircher. We'll start with him because he finished as the second career leading scorer in Dundee County Stratton history, and had a great career. Went to, on to Fort Hays State, and you know Brody Rogers is playing football down at Concordia. Derek Knopfsinger really stepped up. Lane Brown really stepped up. You know, we had some really, really good kids that when it was their turn to step up, they did. And I don't expect anything less from that this year, too.
Yep, you've covered by no means. You've got some good guard play, and you've got some size back once again.
We do. Lane Bybee, you know, he's going to be our force in the middle, and he's shooting the ball really well, and he's doing a really good job of posting up. We have Dante Horner back, and we have August Shaw back, and they've both had really productive summers. They had a really good football season, and we expect the same thing on the hardwood. And then we get Ethan Latta back, and I don't know if everybody remembers who he was, but he did get second state in the high jump, so a very athletic kid, was, I think, the leading rusher in eight-man as a freshman that year. And so he's come off a knee injury. He's playing really well. Again, had a great football season. And so we expect to expound out on the hardwood.
August Shaw, how's he doing? I know he didn't play the last couple of football games because of an injury. Is it coming along for him?
He got some time off after the football season and before basketball started. He's tweaked it a little bit, but he doesn't look a step slow. So that's a good sign, and knock on wood, because we're definitely going to need that scoring prowess that he has.
Yeah, no question about it. So some of the experienced guys, but you're going to need some other guys, some other maybe guys that didn't play a lot of varsity last year. They're going to have more increased roles
again,
this year.
Just like I'll go back to Brody Rogers, because I think he was one of the more successful ones. And, you know, people forget this, that he was not a very good free throw shooter to begin with, but in the last 15 games he was shooting 75%. You know, when it comes times for kids to step up, we ask them to do it, and they do it. And we expect that out of a lot of kids this year. Owen Matthews is one of them. Blaine Aldridge, Carlos Diaz, Judd Johnson. I mean, just to name a few, Breck Horner as a freshman. We expect them to step up and take their time and work into our rotation and be beneficial to the team. And this group is so enjoyable. The epitome of we versus over me, and I really think they put themselves together before they think about themselves, and I think that's fun to coach. That's a fun group of kids to coach.
I asked Coach Schaub this question. I'll ask you. You know, from last year to this year, you did a lot of things right last year. Well, what's one thing you tell your kids we've got to get better at this year than we maybe didn't do last year?
Well, you start on the defensive side of the floor, and I mean we've had a couple stop a couple drills this year already because hey, the defense isn't where we want to. One of the key components that we're missing this year is Coach Watt. And he was the defensive guru, so we've got to step up on our side as the coaches to make sure that we do what we need to do on defensive side. And in basketball, I'm just like a lot of things, it just comes down to little things and paying attention to detail, and that's what we need to do. And with a young group like this, Judd Johnson's our only senior, so we have a young group. We just need to work harder on paying attention to detail, how we do things, how hard we go at it. And our effort and skill level will come, but our effort always has to be there.
And it's a new group, putting this group together. They haven't played many games together, so it might take a little time gelling this team a little
absolutely.
Bit.
Absolutely, and I mean, always, you know, the cattle trail come up right after our first two games, and that's always a good chance. And you know, Perkins County is going to be tough, and you know, Juanita's going to be better. There are going to be a lot of seniors on that team. And so there's going to be a learning curve, and it's going to be steep, and we're going to figure it out real fast.
That Cambridge matchup on the first one at your place, that's going to be fun.
Absolutely is. And, you know, I really think you'll see a different flavor out of us this year. Last year we were really patient. We have a 35-second shot clock. Our goal is to never have a violation over 15 seconds.
I forgot to ask. I completely forgot. Yeah, new shot clock. You got to get used to that this year.
It absolutely is. I mean, because we played one game. We played Perkins County with the shot clock last year. And I don't think it's going to be – I think we're going to have to get used to our operators running it.
That's more, the big kicker is finding the right people to run it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's going to be tough. I mean, it's tough. I mean, volunteerism has went down a little bit, and we just got to find those guys in the community that say, hey, we have some knowledge of this. We're going to help you out and help the kids out. And that's why we do this. I mean, it's for the kids. So I think it's going to be college has it. Pros have it. I mean, we might as well get used to it and go through it. And I think as years go on, the bugs will work out and we'll be just fine.
You know, that we mentioned RPAC girls, RPAC boys. You look at the teams on the west side, you know, Maywood Hay Center. Yeah, they lost some great kids off the state tournament team. That's still going to be tough. Coach Rath over Hitchcock County has got their numbers aren't the great, but you know they'll be tough. Coach Bly over at Juanita Palace State, new coach this year, the Paxtons, the Wallaces, and then the RPAC East. There'll be a lot of good teams with a lot of games.
There's definitely going to be some good teams. I think at the end of the season, a lot of teams from the RPAC that are representing us in Lincoln. Paxton has a good nucleus of kids coming back. Juanita again, is senior laden, and they got some height and some skills. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to be ready for them. And Coach Rath does a great job with Hitchcock. You don't let him fool you about low numbers. Those kids will be ready to play. And so we're going to have to be definitely on our A game going into RPAC. And Coach Hamilton up at Maywood Hay Center, he's going to do a good job. And so in Wallace, Coach Braithwaite's back in it.
Can you believe it? I'm glad you brought that up. Wow. Wow. Yeah.
that's a name around here, hasn't it?
Yeah, right? Coach Braithwaite had so many good years at Arapahoe, and then they needed a coach, and he said, I'll do it. And he's coming back to do it again.
We'll miss Coach Miller. I mean, he's a great, great kid, great coach.
Yeah.
Of course, he's from Axtell, so always did a great job up there with the Troll Alma Mater Axtell Wildcats.
Sure. By the way, you're going to be going back to the Axtell Holiday Tournament after Christmas.
And yes.
They always roll the red carpet out for you, don't they?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I still have a house there, so...
That cattle trail tournament is going to be fun to watch, and the boys always is.
It is, and I think with a lot of different kids that faces are going to plug in, and of course that happens almost every year. The good news is, like, I got this group for another couple years yet, and I'd be able to lose Judd Johnson, but instead of one senior, I get all these kids coming back, and I'm looking forward to this year, and people think we're going to be down a little bit, but I think the effort is going to be there every night out, and they'll want to work hard for each other, and I think that's going to be what's going to be fun about coaching this season. I'm-